Father, we thank you for this day. We honor you for this new week. We appreciate you. We appreciate your name, O Lord. We bless you. Thank you for all that you have done for us. We worship you, Lord. Thank you for that you have done for us. That's what you are doing presently. And for the greater thing that you have in store for us, O Lord. We worship you. We exalt you, O Lord, for you are God and you are God alone. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We honor your name. You are worthy to be praised, O Lord. We exalt you. Thank you, righteous Father. We lift up your name, O Lord. Thank you, Lord. We worship you. Hallelujah. You are the Lord and that is your name. Your glory you will never share with any graven image. We honor you, O Lord. Thank you, Father. You are worthy to be praised. And Lord, we are before you this day. We ask, O Lord, that you will bless us. You will release your grace upon us in the name of Jesus. Thank you, righteous Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Today is Monday, the 10th of August, 2026. Today is the beginning of the new working week. I want you to bless the name of the Lord over your life for his mercy. And I want you to stand upon the word of the Lord and declare over your day, over your week, that in the name of Jesus, I have set the Lord always before me. Because the Lord is with me, I will not be moved. In the name of Jesus, declare by the word of the Lord go before me into this day, into this week, in the name of Jesus, and he makes every crooked place straight for me. In the name of Jesus, I declare that I am more than a conqueror. In the name of Jesus, oh, today the favor of the Lord becomes my banner. I embrace supernatural favor in difficult places, in hard situation, in the name of Jesus. The mercy of the Lord speak for me this week. In the name of Jesus, the mercy of the Lord walk for me. In the name of Jesus, I stand upon the word of the Lord. I cast down imagination, evil thoughts that want to exalt themselves against the knowledge of the Lord, against the name of the Lord. I cast you down in the name of Jesus. Today, I declare lines are falling onto me in pleasant places in the name of Jesus. Oh, I stand upon the word of the Lord. I declare divine favor upon my life in the name of Jesus. I call forth angelic assistance over my life this day, this week. I call forth angelic activities on my behalf in the name of Jesus. Oh, I reject every plan of the enemy concerning my day, concerning my week. I cancel them by the blood of Jesus. I stand upon the word of the Lord. Any weapon that is put together to stand against me, I say you will not prosper. And every tongue that professes evil, that passes judgment over my life, you are condemned in the name of Jesus. Today, I receive fresh unction from the presence of the Lord, fresh anointing from his presence in the name of Jesus. I speak peace over my day, over my week. In the name of Jesus, I release the fire of Holy Ghost over every evil altar that is raised into this week. In the name of Jesus, any situation that is not of God that may want to appear in my week, I cancel you. By the blood of Jesus, I release the fire of Holy Ghost to consume you in the name of Jesus. Every plot of darkness in my week, in the name of Jesus, you are canceled. Every plot of error, plot of perversion, every plot that will bring defeat to my destiny, you are canceled by the blood of Jesus. Every trap of the evil one that is set into this week, oh, they are canceled in the name of Jesus. Whoever sets trap into my week will fall into it themselves in the name of Jesus. I reject every false prophecy, every evil word spoken against my day, spoken against my week in the name of Jesus. My mouth, you will bear the testimony of his goodness. You will bear the testimony of the greatness of the Lord in the name of Jesus. I embrace the blessings of the Lord. I embrace the favor of the Lord over my week in the name of Jesus. Oh, I claim sudden miracles and unexpected favor. I claim sudden blessing and unexpected breakthroughs in the name of Jesus. I declare today that my preservation is confirmed by the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Beloved, I welcome you into this week. This week is wonderful. The blessings of the Lord is upon your life, is upon our lives in the name of Jesus. As you are stepping into this week, expect the blessings of the Lord upon you. Greater blessings in all that you do in the name of Jesus. Let me quickly remind you that this week, Thursday, by the grace of God, is our prayer launch. That is the 13th of August 2026, by the grace of God, our prayer launch by 12 noon at Oluwadamilare Garden beside National Open University. That is behind Tafo Arena at Ijokodo Junction, Songo Elele Road. I'm inviting you to let us come together and let us pray. The scripture says men ought to pray and not to faint. I'm inviting you. It's a time for us to come together and let us pray. And by the grace of God, the third week of this month is going to be a special week for us. It's our anniversary week. It's going to be a special edition of Impartation. So by the grace of God, we are going to be having our Battle Axe Impartation edition. That is our anniversary edition, by the grace of God. The theme for the program is Sharpening the Edge. That is from the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 10. Verse 10. The program is going to be on Thursday. Please, I want you to listen very well. Thursday by 12 noon. That is Thursday, 28th of August, on the 20th of August, 2026. And on Sunday, 23rd of August, by 2 p.m., by the grace of God, this same month of August. I'm specially inviting you to be part of this Apostolic Impartation. It's going to be a special one. By the grace of God, like we've been announcing, our on-site ministry is clocking here this month of August. So it's what a time of celebration. And towards that, by the grace of God, we are going to be going out to bless either on the 28th or on the 29th of August. We are still going to bring that for you as an announcement as time goes by. The Lord bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. I want you to prepare for this program as it's going to be a blessing unto you. It's going to be a wonderful time in the presence of God. I assure you, it's going to be a time of impartation. The Lord bless you in the name of Jesus. Today is Monday, and like we do, I put the blessings of the Lord upon your life as you go into the new week. Remember, our anchor scripture is from the book of Psalm 18 verse 2. I'm reading from King James Version. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation and my high tower. The Lord stands for you, fight on your behalf as you go this week in the name of Jesus. I put the blessings of the Lord upon your life. This new week, this day, the Lord released helpers for you from the north, from the south, from the east, from the west in the name of Jesus. I speak favor into all of your negotiation, all of your contracts, interview, presentation, proposal, and every opportunities that present itself unto you this week. Favor of the Lord speak for you in the name of Jesus. Today, as you press into his fullness, I declare that you receive the provision of God for you this week. You assess his provision for your life this week in the name of Jesus. Your name is refreshed and called to remembrance of those that has been assigned to be a blessing unto you in the name of Jesus. Imaginations that make you little to the promises of God is canceled over your life. Imaginations that limit God in your life is cast down in the name of Jesus. I declare the Lord rebuke the devourer seeking to steal your harvest in the name of Jesus. You will not labor in vain in the name of Jesus. The Lord open the door of divine favor unto you this week in the name of Jesus. I declare the Lord paralyze every monitoring spirit around your life in the name of Jesus. Oh, the Lord, curse your enemy who rise up against you to stumble and fall and never to recover in the name of Jesus. The Lord teach your hand to war and to overcome. The Lord teaches your hand to make profit this week in the name of Jesus. This week, you walk in the finished work of Christ Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I declare over your life, the mercy of the Lord becomes your new identity, becomes your new description. People will look at you and they will say, this is the man that the Lord has shown mercy. This is the one that the Lord has favored. In the name of Jesus, I say it again, the mercy of the Lord becomes your new identity, becomes your new description. In the name of Jesus, the mercy of the Lord move on your behalf. In the name of Jesus, I declare the voice of accusation is silenced over your life. The voice of grace, favor, and mercy speaks continually over your life. In the name of Jesus, I declare defeat over every demonic assignment that is formed against you. In the name of Jesus, I speak defeat over every demonic assignment over your life. In the name of Jesus, I declare you are baptized into deeper dimension of spiritual awareness. For the hand of the Lord is upon you. The anointing of the Lord is upon you. The fire of Holy Ghost is upon your altar. Your altar is not empty. The fire of Holy Ghost is burning upon your altar. It is the Lord that teaches your hand to war and teaches your hand to victory. In the name of Jesus. Oh, for by God you are brought into a broad place because he delighted in you. For by God you can run against a troop. For by God you leap over a wall. You leap over every wall of limitation. In the name of Jesus, I speak favor on your feet. Anywhere your feet goes becomes a place of favor for you. Becomes a place of favor for you. I speak the mercy of the Lord over your life. The mercy of the Lord abides with you. In the name of Jesus, anywhere your name is called, anywhere your name is mentioned, the mercy of the Lord speak on your behalf. Oh, the mercy of the Lord answer for you. In the name of Jesus, I speak help for your sake. I speak help on your behalf. The scripture says, I'll lift up my voice unto the hills. From whence cometh my help? My help cometh from the Lord who made heaven and earth. Today, the Lord sent help unto you. In the name of Jesus, even in difficult places, the Lord send help unto you. In the name of Jesus, in scarce situation and in difficult places, you receive help. In the name of Jesus, you will not lack help. In the name of Jesus, help will not only become an experience, but it becomes your daily occurrence. In the name of Jesus, the Lord be timely and timeless concerning your help. In the name of Jesus, you enjoy the help of the Lord in difficult places. In the name of Jesus, I don't know the system. I don't know the system whereby you operate in, but I introduce a supernatural system that defies the law of nature, and that is the system of God's mercy. The mercy of the Lord open an unusual door for you. In the name of Jesus, doors that naturally your qualification cannot open. The mercy of the Lord open unusual doors for you. In the name of Jesus, you are favored. The mercy of the Lord speak on your behalf. In the name of Jesus, oh, I introduce the higher law of life into your life, and that is the mercy of the Lord. The mercy of the Lord becomes your identity. In the name of Jesus, I declare the Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you. Oh, the Lord be gracious unto you. The Lord favor you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. Beloved, I want you to remember that the coming of the Lord Jesus is close by. Prepare yourself for his coming. It is well with you. In Jesus' name. Thank you and God bless you. Have a wonderful day and have a blessed week.